views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Voices of Women is a talk radio show that gives voice to the personal stories of women. It will inspire women and enlighten men to follow their dreams and create positive changes in their lives. Whether the audience listens to best-selling authors or a layperson like themselves, they'll realize there are others with similar experiences and feelings to their own. This show will give women tools they can use every day, which will empower them to step out of their boxes and create the changes they desire in their life. Chris inspires women to find their voices, speak up, and become leaders of their own life. Everyone has their gifts to share with the world, and it's time for women to work together to bring honor and respect to the feminine voice, which is within all people, men and women. Topics include personal growth, spirituality, creativity, leadership, and divine feminine. Now here's your host, Chris Stainis.
Welcome to Voices of Women. So it's our holiday weekend. I hope you're having a wonderful time sharing your traditions with your friends, families, and loved ones. And just putting the question, what do you love most about the holidays? And for me, I love the lights, you know, the houses decorated and candlelight services, things like that. So if you forgot to gift yourself this year, because sometimes we do forget that, and it's really good to gift yourself, you could think about giving yourself the Woman of Wisdom, we call the WOW experience. At our conference, February 12th through the 16th, check out all the events we have on our website. Just go to womanofwisdom.org and look for 2015 conference. The unique thing about our conference is you can go to just one event, anything you choose to go to, or you can buy a weekend pass. And getting ready for our last week of early bird specials for our featured guest, Jean Shinoda Bolen, author of Artemis, The Indomitable Spirit of Women. You've heard me interview her. Patty Conklin, who is a healer and doing a two-day healing training that you'll get a certificate in. And Penny Pierce, who's the author of Frequency and Leap of Perception. And her topic is change your frequency, change your life. So you can listen to their interviews on the in the archives on transformationtalkradio.com on the website. And then look for all the info of the conference at womanofwisdom.org. Well, today I have three more guests who are presenters at Woman of Wisdom. We're going to begin with Regent Brown and Keiko Wasaki. They work in building trust and healthy communications through peacemaking circles. Keiko is the director of Peacemaking and Healing Initiative at Center for Ethical Leadership in Seattle and holds peacemaking and healing circles. She's been in charge of intercultural and organizational consulting businesses for 15 years. She has a EdD in educational leadership and an MA in organizational systems and renewal from Seattle University and an MA in intercultural and organizational communication from San Francisco University. And Regent Brown, her career is in human resources and works in community outreach, training and development, workplace safety, and anti-violence measures through relationship building. Regent serves on the City of Seattle Race and Social Justice Change Team in the Leadership Committee, and they work towards advancing the Race and Social Justice Initiative goals for advancing opportunities, achieving equity, and dismantling institutionalized racism. And together they are giving a workshop Sunday, February 15th in the evening, which means that it's open to men as well. Their topic is Build and Heal Cross-Racial Cultural Relationships. So welcome, Regent and Keiko.
Thank you. Welcome.
Yeah. So, okay, let's start with Regent. I want to first just have you each talk about what drew you to this work in working with healing, you know, across races and cultures.
Sure. Well, as the bio said, I started primarily in my career with human resources. And in building that career around needing to outreach to the community to build prospects for jobs, but also recognizing as the diversity of the community changed, so did their needs as employees. So in learning that, recognizing that racial equity work needed to really be at the center of my duties as human resources. Well, in order to do that type of work, there has to be a lot of healing and internal work, along with building bridges in our communities. So in my own experiences of going through my own journey and that as a multicultural person and seeing how the healing changed my ability to then do my job better and interact better across cultural differences, then I just knew that it was the right work for me.
So just speak a little bit about your own healing. What did you see needing that you needed for yourself? Because, you know, a lot of this is interpersonal work that we're talking
Absolutely.
About.
Absolutely. And it is so crucial that it starts with your relationship with yourself and building your own trust and able to be able to say that, okay, I can be my authentic self and know who that is. So my work has been about a 5 to 6 year journey of realizing that I needed work, first of all, admitting that how I was going about my life wasn't necessarily the healthiest way, but really coming to understanding the cultural differences within my family and finding my own place in that, and also recognizing where the trauma was and how that was playing out in my interactions with coworkers, with family, with just in general, and especially at a period of time where racial and cross-racial dynamics is all, it's everywhere. You know, it's in the news, it's on TV, it's just everywhere. So I could no longer ignore my place in that and what happened in my life. So I started with my spiritual practices, kind of got myself my grounding. And in that journey, that's actually how I met Keiko in doing the peacemaking circle practices and how healing that experience was for myself.
Well, great. So let's move on to Keiko. And Keiko, and you're originally from Japan. And,
yeah.
How did you come to this work of this peacemaking and healing work that you do?
Thank you very much. So I, before coming to the United States, I have working for the global intercultural business training, and I'm my curiosity is how we can build an extraordinary team or group which can go beyond the cultural, ethnic, or racial boundaries. So that's my original motivation to explore this way, the peacemaking healing work. And when I came to the United States, which is over like 10 years ago, almost 10 years ago, I was so isolated. That's not a meaning people discriminate me or like exclude me. That's not what I was I'm saying. More like I just create my own boundary inside. And I was seeing myself as excluded or not connected with people, local people. But after I participated in 6-day peacemaking circles, I realized that I just created that kind of boundary inside. And I wasn't able to let it go of that, this unnecessary belief. And I was able to be more open to people. And that was my the life-changing experience. Now, I definitely, it works for my personal life. And also, I was able to see the possibility to apply to the group work. So peacemaking circle is a good tool or way of being, way of life, to see the alignment between individual and the collective. So that's my perspective.
Yeah, interesting. Both of you, you know, it is that inner work. And we sometimes just sort of blame our culture and all these problems we have in our country and the inequities and all that. And yet it, you know, it does start with ourselves and needing to do our own personal journey. And you both have done that and then are out there doing that now out in the community in a big way. So what do you find are the biggest challenges we're facing in our culture right now? Anyone can answer.
So I just want to say that. Yeah. So the biggest challenge is we are more like a we do not have a personal level, I mean, like personal level relationship and connection and the trust. So we are always seeing the problem first and try to find a way to fix it. But before that, we have a chance to develop our relationship and trust, the problem or issue is more smaller than we thought. So my teacher, he's Sarong Fong from Boston. He's teaching Peacemaking Circle. He always said to us that the most problem or issue does not need to be fixed. Maybe 80% of issue or problem needs to be set in front of us, but we do not need to fix it. So before we are talking about the cultural difference or cultural change, we need to develop our relationship and trust.
So trust being the most critical thing. And there is kind of a lack of trust because there's so many, so much has happened. And even what's happening now in Ferguson and in other cities around the country, it's even increasing that lack of trust. And if you were to go, we'll come back to this, I think, when we come back. But I'm just curious that, you know, what you would do to make an impact for healing if you were to go to a place like Ferguson. And that's a big question, and I don't want you to answer right now because we're going to be going to a break in a second. But I imagine you think about that, but it's not just Ferguson. It's in any city you live in, these same things are happening that need to be addressed. And the talking of building it around trust is what I'm hearing from you, too, is that's where you would start. Well, this is Chris Danis, and we're on the Voices of Women, and we're going to take a short break, and we'll come back and talk more with Regent Brown and Keiko Osaki.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life, too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Tune in to Psychic Cup of Coffee with Kelly Sutliff every Tuesday, 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Kelly is a 14-year veteran of psychic ability, and she offers inspiration and comfort to those dealing with grief when they have lost a loved one, and also shares with people that the psychic world is very real. Call 1-800-930-2819 during the show with your questions and visit PsychicMediumKelly.com. That's PsychicMediumKelly.com.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Listen to the Yo Andrew News Talk Show every Tuesday night at 5 p.m. Pacific Time, 8 p.m. Eastern Time. More info where to listen? www.yoandrewnts.com/listen. Don't get your message lost in the mail. Email us with this address, yoandrew@yoandrewnts.com. How about tweet yoandrew at andrewtweetgeo? Taking a picture is easy. Instagram us today at yoandrewnts.
Well, Well, welcome back to Voices of Women. I'm Chris Danis, and I'm talking with Regent Brown and Keiko Ozeki today. And we're talking about the peacemaking and the challenges with cross-racial cultural relationships and how to build them with through trust. Now, I just brought up, I was talking about, you know, the need for this is so huge right now, especially when we have all these happenings with Ferguson and New York and other cities, and we've had a lot of issues in Seattle, too, with police. And so, Regent, why don't you share, you know, your take on what's needed to be done here and how you would go about helping these communities in this healing work?
Sure. Well, one of the problems, to expand on what Keiko was saying, is the need to develop trust. It takes time. And our society is so used to, okay, I need a quick fix, or what can we do in a workshop really quick, or I want to read this book and know how to do everything. But unfortunately, relationships and trust aren't something that can be done that fast. So if given the opportunity to go to any community, including ours here in Seattle, there has to come in the front end the idea that this is going to take a tremendous amount of time. So many of the issues that we're seeing playing out have had centuries in the building. So obviously we hope that it doesn't take centuries to build that trust, but it is going to take more time than we can really imagine. So if I were to start that process, which is what we've done here in Seattle, is simply going to communities and being in community with them. Whether that is going to a prayer vigil or a community meeting or just going and asking people, what is your story and here is my story, and sharing our own vulnerability with the community is the first step to really starting that process. So I'd have to be given a whole lot of time and the recognition that without that ability to not have to put it in a timeline very quick in a schedule, we're really not going to get the type of healing and deep, authentic relationships that these type of problems need in order to be addressed.
Yeah, it's an ongoing process, and yet it has to start somewhere. And I love that you bring up the stories, our individual stories. They're important to share because that's where we find our commonality. And that's where, you know, when you can find what you have in common, you can start communicating.
Absolutely. And stories is how we reconnect our humanity, because of those connections, of those little pieces, of little nuggets, as we call them, that it's like, yeah, I remember that feeling or a shared experience or a shared loss, and how it connects us as human beings so we don't seem so far away and so unknown to each other.
Well, Keiko, you've been working in these peacemaking circles for a long time. Let's have you talk a little bit about, well, for instance, you know, you're talking about building trust in the relationship. So, but what are the, I imagine some of the things you have to approach is discussing and discovering what the barriers have been towards that trust.
Yeah. So a peacemaking circle, the basic concept is, as you said, the basic concept is of peacemaking circle is building relationship and trust before arriving issue. So that is like a make us slow down, because we cannot quickly talk about the issue. And the process is using the talking piece, passing a talking piece each person, and everybody has a chance to talk. And that helps people to listen to others without judgment. And people who like, for example, me, my English is second language. I have chance to talk about my authentic self in front of people without fear, because I have chance to talk with the talking piece. So that's why we can develop our communication skill, which is speaking speaking truth in a good way and listen to others without judgment and compassion. So those kind of process is very helpful for us to develop our trust and relationship, because as the regent said, we need to we are Before we are being like playing the social role, like a wife, mother, father, or some kind of business role, we are human being. So we can focus, we can slow down and pay attention to our commonality, as Chris said, like commonality or similarity as a human being, and connected with each other as a human being, without thinking about race, without thinking about cultural difference, without thinking about social role or class. So that helps us to understand each other well. So that's the process of peacemaking circle. So we can apply the process to leadership development, personal development, as you said, as I said, also team building, also community building. So many, many applications we can use for. And also conflict resolution, also problem solving. We can develop our capacity to hold the difficult conversation. So by using peacemaking circle. So one of the most important thing in the peacemaking circle is that we cannot blame others. I mean, like, that's just a little bit strange way. We cannot, that place is working on myself, not changing others. So that's the fundamental concept of peacemaking circle. That helps us to connect with each other in a good way.
Yeah, well, there's a couple of things. I'm wondering, I would imagine if you're working with a group that there's conflict, there could be a lot of resistance coming in. And so you kind of have to break down those barriers that kind of, you know, close people off. And and so I'm wondering what your experience is in that, because it takes a good facilitator too to run these kinds of circles.
Yes.
If I could, please. One of the things that the peacemaking circle definitely points out is really how the role of the facilitator is quite different in this process. It's more of someone who is just trying to keep the authenticity of the process. So it is a very collaborative. A circle is every participant. So it doesn't set up that level of hierarchy that sometimes comes by being a quote-unquote facilitator. Often in that role, people still look for you to be the decision maker or kind
fix
of
it.
Keep everybody in line, the fixer. Yeah. And in the peacemaking circle, it makes us all accountable to ourselves. So even that dynamic alone of shared power, so to speak, can really soften a lot of the issues. As it takes out a lot of the fear, as Keiko spoke about, of not being heard or not feeling important or not being able to be part of the decision-making thing. But you're absolutely right, Chris. There's a lot of resistance in some ways. And one of the reasons why the process is a process, that it takes that time, and normally it's done over 3 to 4 days, that there's activities that kind of build people into this space of sharing everything from what's my favorite TV show, something really, you know, bottom as we think of vulnerability, to something as deep as what would you tell someone that you've lost, a parent or a child or something, so that we have that slow general build up to that place of vulnerability. That by the time you're there, you feel a little bit more comfortable for stepping out. But the process is also about that slow piece, as Keiko mentioned. We're not looking for people to jump off the ledge into vulnerability and recognizing that everybody kind of is on their own pace. So the dynamic of the circle is really going to impact how folks are able to, as we say, go deep into vulnerability based on the relationships coming in and then how we slowly build that up through the period of time.
Yeah. And interesting you say 3 days, and I was thinking this must be months and years, but just the initial, if you're with a group in a training, you know, it isn't, you're laughing, but you know, because these problems aren't going to go away in the 3-day training, but you're going to get a lot from that interaction within a 3-day time of getting to that place of trust. And so I would imagine you could take groups where you go away for 3 days and you do this work, then their work really begins after that. They've started that trust process so they can continue that work, especially if you're working with an organization or, you know, like a police department or a city, you know, department within the city, that it isn't something that you can just do an evening workshop or one day, because you're like peeling back layers and discover, you know, finding a common language even.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and that trust where people can feel open to share. And that's where the facilitator creates that safety within the group so that people – because I think what people want in these all these conflicts and things is they want to be – a lot of conflicts are resolved. I don't know about these big conflicts, but interpersonal ones often happen when a person feels that they've been heard, they've been witnessed, and they've just been able to share without somebody stopping them talking. And that's the beauty of a talking circle. When you have a stick, it's your turn to share. And no one's going to be interrupting you or making you wrong. They might, you know, you might feel like people are thinking you're wrong, or they might, you know, go around the circle and someone says something and, you know, but still you are being witnessed. You're being heard. You've had that chance to talk.
Yes.
And that's so incredibly empowering.
Yes.
Yeah. So what's been the most impactful thing? Can you give us a story of something that's, you know, shifted someone or a group? And we just have a minute to share a very quick story.
So one of my friends came to the circle first, and she was so quiet. She didn't say much in the circle, but little by little, she started to open up. And the second time, she started to talk about her own story, and she was able to share her difficult experience or her authentic self. And she finally started to feel that she can use the, she was able to use the skill even at her workplace. So whenever she has a difficult conversation with her boss, she pretended to be this is in a circle, so I can listen to him well, without judging it, without interrupting. And she was able to speak her own truth in a good way in front of him without any fear, because she was able to kind of imagine she was in a circle. So that was an amazing story.
Yeah, that's great. Well, thank you so much for sharing today, Regent and Keiko. And their, check out their workshop Sunday, February 15th at Woman of Wisdom. And we're going to
thank you.
Yes, thank you. And we'll come back shortly. I'm going to be talking with Jelena Alpert.
Sky Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman, as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com.
It's here, the 23rd Annual Women of Wisdom Conference. Join us Valentine's Day Saturday. Inheritance Maiden Mother Crone by Sinner Saint Burlesque will entertain, challenge, empower, confuse, embrace, and deeply engage the audience, weaving feminist activism, international dialogue, and our sensory exploration for both ancient and modern myths about the feminine. Community-building events include Open Space World Cafe dialogues with inspirational Jane talks to explore issues important to women, and a teen activist panel interwoven with intergenerational dialogues. Find out all the details at www.womenofwisdom.org. That's www.womenofwisdom.org. Watch for early bird specials throughout December.
Always inspiring and uplifting, Brenda Thine spreads love and light wherever she goes. Enlightening, empowering, and encouraging readings, Brenda connects with your guides, angels, fairies, and loved ones who have crossed over to provide you with the highest guidance possible to enable you to live your highest truth and maximize your potential. Always light-filled, a session with Brenda will have you feeling wonderful, centered, and ready to take on anything. Schedule your session now at BrendaThine.com. That's BrendaThyne.com.
Get sophisticated with David and Philip Zarza. David and Philip touch on topics such as human potential, spirituality, pop culture, and purposeful living. Experience an insightful reading from David on what the universe has in store for you, or reconnect with a departed loved one. Philip can look into an issue or anything else you may be dealing with. Go to getsophisticated.com. That's SOPHISTIGAYTED.com or call 206-420-8660.
Hi, everyone. This is Dr. Pat. I know you've heard my friend and colleague, John G. Sutton, on my show. Well, guess what? He is now going to be a regular each month. I know many of you have experienced John live on air and how absolutely incredibly accurate he has been. So guess what? He's going to be joining us every month. For those of you that want to find out more about John and schedule your amazing session, go to psychicworld.net. Don't forget to stay tuned and tune in for John G. Sutton on the Dr. Pat Show every month.
Well, welcome back to Voices of Women. I'm Chris Stainis, and I am talking with a woman wisdom presenter now, Jelena Alpert, and she is an expert in personal transformation, been working that for over 20 years. So she guides people to successfully create the wealth, harmony, health, wisdom, and love they desire. She's an experienced educator and coach, a longtime student of spirituality, transpersonal psychology, neuro-linguistic programming, and healing. She has a master's degree in applied behavioral sciences, is a certified master practitioner of neuro-linguistic programming, a wealthy mind trainer, and a registered hypnotherapist in the state of Washington. She's going to give a workshop on February 16th in Seattle at the conference called Opening the Doorways to Your Abundance. So welcome, Jelena.
Hello. Welcome. Thank you for that. Great start. Hi.
Yeah. No problem. We're just all in the, you know, holiday spirit. Anything goes. So Let's just talk a little bit of, you know, when you started teaching and healing, what led you to that work, to be sharing that with others?
Well, I guess I've always been a teacher. I started tutoring back when I was a teenager, and, you know, that wended its way to teaching in schools and working with counseling drug addicts and, you know, just doing all kinds of different things. And so I've helped people in a lot of different ways. And the coaching has just evolved over the years. And I really love watching people grow and heal and, love being part of their process. And, it's just something wonderful to watch people become more centered and balanced and personally powerful and happier and in love with life. So.
Mm-hmm. Well, and there's lots of modalities out there. I mean, it's hard to sometimes I tell people to, you know, just discern who you want to work with, because a lot of it's about, you know, creating a relationship that, you know, with someone that you want to work, do that kind of healing work. So for you, what does it mean for you to heal?
Well, you are definitely right. There are a lot of modalities out there, and I do a lot of different modalities. And you know, you can be the person with the hammer who always uses the hammer, or you can do it differently. And what I do is I tune in with the person who is my client and find out where they are and where they're wanting to go. And then that's how I select the ways that we go about doing it. And the check-in, we check in every time we get together. So it's finding the right tool to help them make the next step. And, to me, healing is about letting in more light and more energy. And so if there are things that are blocking you, then what we do is we work with that. And if it's the other side of the coin, if it's like developing new habits or, you know, new ways of doing things, we do that. So it just depends what needs to be done. But over time, we hit all the bases.
Mm-hmm. Well, what do you see, you know, people coming to you, what do you see people looking for right now? What are they most needing healing on, or the challenges that they're facing that they come to you?
Well, I think there are many people who are very afraid of what's going on with the economy or with their income personally. And some of that fear is well-founded, but then on the other hand, there are people who are doing phenomenally well in this crazy economy. So, you know, part of it is finding out where they are realistically and what's working and what's not and where they want to go and how to parlay that into getting there.
Yeah, you need to know where you want to go. Well, what steps do you ask them to make, you know, do this kind of healing, this kind of work? Give us an example of what the steps you might put someone through.
Well, again, it so much depends on where they start. But I've had people we've come in and done a lot of, okay, here's one of the base level is asking someone when they were growing up if they felt they were loved, if they felt they were safe, and they felt that they mattered, that they were really seen. And the answers to those questions really give us a lot of information, because then that tells us where we have to work to help with just the basic, the place that they're starting. You know, I mean, if you're going out and if you're going to go build a house, you have to start with the foundation, and that's so much the foundation. So some people, you know, yeah, no problem. All those things were true for them, and that's not where we're working. Maybe we're doing more skill building. But for some people, it's like, well, yeah, you know, some of those things are true and some of those weren't. So then we have to work to do some healing around those areas that aren't providing them with the foundation that they need to work from.
Yeah, and a lot of times what we need to work on isn't what's right in front of us that we think we need to work on. It's some old history things that's driving our course of life.
Yeah.
And so what do you see it's most impactful to, you know, to make a lasting change? Because you can talk about, okay, I had this healing, and, you know, a month later they're just back doing their same, you know, program in life, you know. So how do you really make a lasting change?
Well, part of it is making sure that if you need to be down in the sub-basement, you start in the sub-basement. You know, like I said, you can't start above ground if there's stuff below ground. It's kind of like a tree that the roots are damaged, you know, and it's a very nice tree, but it's, you know, not going to survive very well because it's not pulling in the nourishment. It's a process. So there's a way that, think of it as a spiral. I know this is an old analogy, but it's, you know, it's a spiral, and sometimes stuff comes up because you're ready to work on a higher level of it. So it's not like you're incomplete. It's just that there's another level of it. So, mm-hmm. I mean, what I work towards is helping people be the best that they can be and enjoying their life in the now, so that then it's, instead of it's, you know, being, oh, shoot, there's this obstacle, it's like, oh, huh, another opportunity.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, to think of, yeah, as opportunities. Well, and the work that you're going to do in your workshop, it's around abundance. And that is a key issue for a lot of people. Like you said, a lot of people are bothered, you know, with their economic status right now and having difficulty with that. And you're working, you know, I think when you say abundance, it's another level of healing our relationship with abundance. So
right.
Let's talk a little bit about that.
Okay. Well, first of all, abundance is, I'll go back to that tree again. It has many branches, you know, and when you look at the abundance in your life, you know, the financial part, even though it may be looming large, is really a very small part of it. So, you know, what you also have in your life, you have a roof over your head, you have food on your table, you have family, you have friends, you know, and the list goes on. There's all kinds of ways that we're abundant. We have community, we have joy, we have all kinds of things, satisfaction from helping others. I mean, you know, I could go on forever making a list of ways our lives can be abundant. And so part of it is seeing the whole picture so that you get more of a sense of, oh, this is, yeah, okay, this area, that branch is kind of wimpy. And this area over here, boy, that branch is really full. You know, so you give people more of a sense of balance. And, you know, as they start relaxing a little bit around it, then they can let a little more of the light in, and that will help them in the areas that aren't feeling so strong. So, Yeah.
And you talked about our obstacles, looking at things as learning opportunities. So even in abundance, that's, you know, it kind of pushes our buttons when, you know, it's a cash flow problem or we have these, you know, money issues in our life. And yet it also allows for a learning opportunity.
Correct. Yeah. So for a lot of us, women in particular, we've been raised to think that the proper response is to be a victim. And if people become more active and participatory in their lives, then the circumstances get smaller because they've got the confidence to deal with it. So then that, you know, that gives, then as they start to feel they have more personal power, then that abundance is more evident to them too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And that knowing that connections within themselves of in all ways, abundance isn't just about money. So it's looking at all right. all our gifts and everything that we have to bring to that. Well, we're going to take a short break. This is Christina on Voices of Women. We'll come back and talk more with Jelena Alpert.
It's here, the 23rd Annual Women of Wisdom Conference, February 12th through the 16th. This year's theme is I Am We, Hearts Connecting Communities, with special guests Jean Shinoda Bolin, healer Patty Conklin, Penny Pierce, and over 40 experiential life-changing workshops and inspiring evenings, all individually priced for you to create your unique conference. Evenings open to men. Find out all the details at www.womenofwisdom.org. Watch for the early bird specials all through December.
Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Change makers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit thedrjulieshow.com.
Artie Hoffman is the hottest psychic with the warmest heart and the host of the hit show Angels and Answers. A renowned psychic, medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker, Artie has helped over 15,000 people with his amazing intuitive gifts, his passion, and his humor. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Artie party. That's 877-ANGEL-02. And visit ArtieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Welcome back to Voices of Women. I'm Chris Stanis, and I'm talking with Jelena Alpert. So, Jelena, could you give your website address where people can find you, and they could probably contact you through there?
Sure, they can contact me through there. It's vibrantheartcoaching.com.
Great. Vibrantheartcoaching.com.
Yeah.
All right, so we've been talking about this you know, process of healing our relationship with abundance and looking at our what's our foundation of the issues we need to work on and, you know, for our own healing. So I'm understanding from your workshop that you're doing that you have a system of 10 doorways to abundance. And I'd love for you to give some tips to our audience about these doorways and what you might be able to do with them.
Okay, well, many of these doorways are some of the foundational pieces that I mentioned earlier. And just so people know, the doorway we're going to focus on in the workshop is evolutionary purpose. So we'll be doing some great deep visualizations on what your heart and soul is calling you to do in the workshop. But the other doorways, I use when I'm working with a client, I will eventually get into some of these materials if they're appropriate for them, is working with their beliefs and their habits and how they're taking care of themselves on different levels, how they take care of their, you know, do they exercise, that kind of stuff. Do they feel safe? Do they feel they belong? And how that all lines up. In other words, do all the pieces fit together? So that's not all of them, but that gives you some idea of some of the things that we look at.
Yeah, well, feeling safe. Let's go there. So what do you find people are needing to, you know, that aren't feeling safe? What's behind that, and how do you move them into feeling safe?
Well, there's a couple different levels of that that I can think of off the top of my head right now. And one is kind of stage fright kind of thing. And I have worked with people on public speaking. And sometimes it's about not wanting to be seen. And so we need to go back and do some early childhood work. I mean, say you came from a chaotic family and it was easier to hide under the end table than to be in the middle of it. So we have to go back and defuse that to make it safe to be seen. So that's one level of safety. There's obviously others, but that's a typical example. Mm-hmm. You know, I'd ask questions like, what has to happen for you to feel safe and okay? Who can I count on? And, you know, are those strategies then getting in the way of being successful at what you're trying to do?
Yeah, and discovering for yourself, it's very individual of what creates that safety. For you to be, say, you know, on the stage,
right.
Getting over stage fright or that fear of being accepted, being seen as knowledgeable instead of, you know, that fear of they're going to think I don't know anything.
Yeah, exactly. And I'm going to go run and hide now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that still, it goes back to, that still goes back to core issues within yourself.
It does. It does. Yeah. And one of the ways I work with people is using EFT, emotional freedom technique, or tapping, because that's a great way to ferret out some of those core issues.
Right. We've done that at Women of Wisdom too. It is very handy if people want to, and that you can find EFT practitioners probably all over the place, but, and it's a tapping system. And so when you're not clear what your issue is, you can work with somebody to tap, to find out what is behind this issue. You know, why am I afraid, or why am I not feeling abundant or bringing the money in I need or having the career that I want, you know, and getting to the bottom, to the root of all this that stops us. And it's all, you know, another thing you work in is the power of the mind body connection.
Right. Yeah. And both the EFT and the NLP, the neuro-linguistic programming, both work on the mind body connection very strongly.
Well, in your first doorway, you talked about our evolutionary purpose, accessing our purpose. And I imagine you call that the first doorway because something you have to, you know, realize what it is, what you came here this time to do. What is your purpose? What are you to be doing in this lifetime?
Right.
And I think a lot of people might be blocked about that.
Well, I think so, because, you know, what's put in front of us is, you know, you're supposed to go get a job and work. And, you know, lots of people don't think about what it is that they're really being pulled to do, because they're so desperate to keep everything glued together. So taking the time to tune in and know that is useful. And another way it's particularly useful is I find it really helpful for people to know that as we go in to working on, say, their old beliefs or their old core issues or whatever, because that helps them see they learn a lot by having that piece of information. And they may not have it refined to the T, but they might have, you know, even just an inclination. Oh, well, you know, I want to be doing healing work, or, you know, oh, I want to be doing something with children, or, you know, whatever it is, you know, having some kind of an idea, they can see, oh, as we're doing the other work, you know, when I was a kid, I was, yeah, that's what I want to be, an artist. Oh, yeah, I love doing art stuff all the way through school, or, you know, oh, I love being on stage, or, you know, whatever it is, because a lot of that stuff about our purpose is the stuff we loved in the first place.
Yeah, it's getting in touch with that, what's our passion.
Yeah,
that's a good idea to go back to look at what did you enjoy as a kid. Well, sometimes people have blocked that out and they don't remember.
Exactly. You know, so that's when it helps that I can use the NLP or the tapping to help them remember.
Mm-hmm. So can you give us an example of somebody you worked with that a big aha in their life that changed their life?
Let me think.
Well, I'm just saying.
I've had people who've had lots of little ahas. I'm trying to think of something. A lot of it is about, you know, feeling safe to go ahead and do things. And actually, I worked with a beautiful 5-year-old girl a few weeks ago, and she was afraid of dogs. She had been chased by a dog a couple of years before that, and she was just terrified by dogs. And I did some drawing and tapping work with her, and she and her mom were out raking leaves the next day, and a dog came by, and she was totally nonplussed by it. So I really know this stuff works. But, I mean, I've got one client who was working on her business and wanting to get her business to thrive. And, you know, every time I talk to her, it's like, wow, I just got another couple of clients this week. And, I mean, consistently, every week I hear this from her. So, I mean, it's really nice to know that the stuff I'm doing is really working.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know that I could pull up, you know, without pulling out her chart or something, the specific things that happened. It's just each little step, and there's more confidence, and there's more more sense of self, and more sense of personal power, and more sense of, well, I mean, the more I'm really who I am, the more people are drawn to me, which has really been the case for her. And,
yeah, so that is a big shift. You know, she's getting new clients, and things are shifting. And the story of the child who's lost her fear of dogs is a big thing, because that can, you live with that fear. Well, thank you so much, Jelena Alpert, for talking with us today. I want to remind people you can check out her workshop is Monday, February 16th, Opening the Doorways to Your Abundance. And that will be a great way to start working on these issues that we've been talking about. What do you want to do in your life? So, and also remember to take a look at my other guests today, Regent Brown and Keiko Osecki's workshop, which is Sunday night and is open to man, which on cultural and racial healings and our relationships at the 2015 Women of Wisdom Conference. So be sure to mark your calendar down for February 12th through the 16th. Check out the early bird specials for our three featured guests, Patty Conklin, Penny Paris, and Jean Shinoda Bolin. They're going to be putting on some fabulous workshops. Also, check out the Woman of Wisdom book that I compiled together. It's got a lot of talks from many of our fabulous women featured guests, like Jean Houston, Jean Shinoda Bolin's in there, Marion Woodman, Angela Zarian, and that's all in the book. And Art and Poetry, it's a nice gift for people or for yourself to discover the divine feminine and all the many voices that she presents us. And so you can check out the book, take a look at what's in it at the womanofwisdom.org or on my website, chrysalisleadership.com. Check out, I invite you to visit my website, chrysalisleadership.com. I do a lot of work with people to unleash the powerful leader within you, and do empowerment circles for women and courses in circle leadership, which is a very similar model of what Keiko and Regent do of talking circles and leading, like we lead the Women in Wisdom organization is led in a circle leadership model. at our infrastructure. So we don't have a hierarchical leadership, the traditional hierarchical leadership model. It's a circle. So next week I will be having two more Woman of Wisdom guests. They'll be Becky Moore and Sandy Pendleton. So this is Chris Stainis, and I'm signing off for you to have a great holiday weekend for yourselves. And we'll talk to you next week.
You've been listening to Voices of Women with Chris Stainis. Tune in each Friday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time for Voices of Women Today, Radio with Chris Stainis.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life, too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Tune in to Psychic Cup of Coffee with Kelly Sutliff every Tuesday, 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Kelly is a 14-year veteran of psychic ability, and she offers inspiration and comfort to those dealing with grief when they have lost a loved one, and also shares with people that the psychic world is very real. Call 1-800-930-2819 during the show with your questions and visit PsychicMediumKelly.com. That's PsychicMediumKelly.com.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Listen to the Yo Andrew News Talk Show every Tuesday night at 5 p.m. Pacific Time, 8 p.m. Eastern Time. More info where to listen? www.yoandrewnts.com/listen. Don't get your message lost in the mail. Email us with this address, yoandrew@yoandrewnts.com. How about tweet Yo Andrew at AndrewTweetGeo. Taking a picture is easy. Instagram us today at YoAndrewNTS.
Sky Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com.
It's here, the 23rd Annual Women of Wisdom Conference. Join us Valentine's Day Saturday. Inheritance Maiden Mother Crone by Sinner Saint Burlesque will entertain, challenge, empower, confuse, embrace, and deeply engage the audience, weaving feminist activism, international dialogue, and our sensory exploration for both ancient and modern myths about the feminine. Community-building events include open-space World Cafe dialogues with inspirational Jane talks to explore issues important to women and a teen activist panel interwoven with intergenerational dialogues. Find out all the details at www.womenofwisdom.org. That's www.womenofwisdom.org. Watch for early bird specials throughout December.
Always inspiring and uplifting, Brenda Thine spreads love and light wherever she goes. Enlightening, empowering, and encouraging readings, Brenda connects with your guides, angels, fairies, and loved ones who have crossed over to provide you with the highest guidance possible to enable you to live your highest truth and maximize your potential. Always light-filled, a session with Brenda will have you feeling wonderful, centered, and ready to take on anything. Schedule your session now at BrendaThine.com. That's Brenda, T-H-Y-N-E.com.